This is the one morning a year, for those of you who are just tuning in, that we take our whole four-hour program from 6 until 10 o'clock, and we kind of play Cupid. We turn the airwaves over to anybody who got a Valentine's dedication and request in the mail to us. We're taking care of as many of them as possible this morning. It is impossible, because we are limited by time, to play all of the records that we were asked to play and to make all of the dedications that we were asked to make. And it's also virtually impossible to play each record at the precise time that it was requested, but we are doing our best. And we got several requests for this next tune that we are about to play for you. The record goes with the following dedications. To A.J. Miller, Our Wedding Song, and it means as much now as it did then. I love you. Love from Jeannie. It goes to Big P from Little P with the message, you're the best. It goes out to Jack from Susan. It goes to Janet with this message, I'd like to be together again. All my love, Jack. It goes to Mary with this little poem. Roses are red, violets are blue, Valentine's Day was made for you. And it goes to John at Drew Chemical from your Pooh Turtle. And it also comes along with this note. When you mentioned your upcoming Valentine's show this morning, I think you gave me the unique opportunity to tell my girlfriend how I feel. You see, on the 27th of this month, I'm moving to Denver to live. Therefore, Eileen and I won't see each other for many months. So I would appreciate it if you'd send this Valentine to Eileen. From here to the Rockies, your love is lifting me higher. Love, Keith. And Keith, along with the rest of the people I've just mentioned, wanted to hear this tune from Jim Croce.
If I could save time in a bottle, the first thing that I'd like to do is to save every day till eternity passes away, just to spend them with you. The box would be empty except for the memory of how they were answered by you. But there never seems to be enough time to do the things you want to do once you find them. Looked around enough to know you're the one I want to go through time with.
This recording to Joni from Marty, and to my husband Richard and our three-month-old son, Kerry. With all my love, today, tomorrow, and always, from Kathy. And to Margaret McCall, I'm sorry, but I love you, from Mike.
Today, I feel like pleasing you more than before. Today, I know what I want to do, but I don't know what for. To be living for you is all I want to do. To be loving you, it'll all be there when my dreams come true.
All for you. attracts me like no other lover. Something in the way she woos me. I don't want to leave her now. You know I believe in how. All I have to do is think of her. Something in the things she shows me. I don't want to leave her now. You know I believe her now.
We had a few requests for that fine George Harrison tune, Something, the Beatles, to Zodi with Love from Mario, and to Scott, Love from Joni, and to Eddie Call with Love from Bonnie. This one is for Carol Sue from Dave, If Not For You, Everything Would Fall, I Love You. Also, it's for Bob Ellis, who will become my husband on June 17th. I offer these words of love to my one and only Valentine with Love from Jennifer. George Harrison with Bob Dylan's tune, If Not For You. Babe, I couldn't even find the door. Couldn't even walk a floor. Okay, time is 24 minutes after 9 o'clock in the morning. Long Island Parkway police report driving is now extremely hazardous. It is Valentine's Day, 1978, and this is Dave Herman with you on our special Valentine's Day All Request, All Dedication program. In the tradition of rock and roll radio here on WNEW-FM in New York, it is just about 9:30. Did you ever think about where the tradition of exchanging chocolates on Valentine's Day came from? Did you ever wonder why people bring, not only on Valentine's Day, but bring chocolates to a lover, or when very often in, basically in maybe a past tradition, gentlemen would bring chocolates to ladies when they were courting them? And where that whole number began. Well, it stems from a belief that chocolate is an aphrodisiac. That is where it all started. Mademoiselle Du Barry and Casanova shared that fancy. How do I know that? How did I happen to come across that bit of information? It says it on a piece of paper stuck over here that Robin Sagan posted. And the reason Robin posted this piece of paper is because in preparation for Valentine's Day, yesterday, Robin went to Brooklyn to the Barton's Candy Factory. I didn't know that Barton's Candy were made in Brooklyn, but they were. And she hung out there all day with Max Hess, who is the master chocolatier for Barton's. She came home several pounds heavier and filed this report for Valentine's Day.
It all starts here with 60-pound blocks of chocolate that get melted down, which is what you hear in the background. From here, it gets piped all over the factory and made into all sorts of different wonderful things. Imagine every wildest dream you've ever had about candy. Then imagine being surrounded by piles of 250 pounds in some places, a foot of sweet things to eat, of raspberry fillings and apricot fillings and orange fillings and marshmallow and caramel. Well,
you know, we want.
This happens to be our kitchen. And in the kitchen, everything that has to be cooked is cooked on high-pressure steam. In batches of between 200 pounds and 600 pounds. And then the people are making marshmallow on the table. At the same time, on another table, we see where the macaroon, the dough for the macaroons is made.
What are you doing over here?
Making marshmallow.
How do you make marshmallow?
Well, it's a big procedure, you know. It consists of agar and sugar and corn syrup and flavor, egg.
And then you just mix it up?
And you have to mix it, cook it at the proper temperature, more or less, you know, and you got it.
How many years have you been working here?
20 years.
You ever sneak a little taste?
Where do you think I got this from?
Imagine reams of butter crunch and baskets full of lollipops.
This is the hard candy cooker. It cooks, a batch is about 90 pounds, and it cooks one batch every 5 minutes. My name is Max Hess.
And what do you do here?
Well, I make the candy from the start, actually to the end, which means I create the new candies, I create the new molds, the new fillings, and get in contact with the mold maker and whoever else is needed, box maker and so on. And whenever we create a new assortment, that's basically how it's made.
Is this whole room the Jensen, this whole block?
That whole room is actually called the Jensen department. It makes the candy actually from A to Z. In other words, it starts making a shell first in a mold, and then it puts the filling in, and then it puts the bottom on, it knocks it out, so all the girl at the end has to do, take it off from a plate and actually pack it.
As they come from the machine, I have to look for the holes. See the holes? And then you have to fold it over and look for the scrap. And fold it over. That's all. And put it in the box. And then it goes to the next department. They put a ribbon and a bow on it.
And these are?
And they do the twist. And these are Easter eggs.
How many would you say you wrap a day?
Oh, my God. Oh, probably about 6,000.
This is the end of the line where it all comes together, all the candy being packed and wrapped and put in its proper places and sent off to the stores.
It goes around, loose around the box, but then it goes to a heating tunnel, and which makes it very nice and tight around the box.
Ultimately, it ends up being about 40,000 pounds of candy a day. There is no willpower here, but oh, what wonderful thoughts. So if you happen to be getting some candy for Valentine's, just think about where it came from. For WNEW-FM News, I'm Robin Sagan.
How sweet it is to be loved by you. How sweet it is to be loved by you. I needed the shelter of someone's arms. There you were. I needed someone to understand my ups and downs. There you were. With sweet love and devotion, deeply touching my emotion. I want to stop. Thank you, baby. I wanna stop and thank you, baby. Yes, I do. How sweet it is to be loved by you. It's like jelly, baby. Oh, yeah. How sweet it is to be loved by you. Just like honey to the bee, baby.
How sweet it is, from James Taylor. We have a few messages that go along with that song. Some dedications to Tom from Booby. And happy Valentine's Day to you, Tom. Also, a couple little notes. One says, please dedicate how sweet it is to my wife, Laura, and say the following. I will do as I am instructed. Quote, to my lover and best friend, just like James and Carly, we're even better together than we were apart. Love forever, Barry. And this note, please dedicate how sweet it is to Peter V. Burnett with the following message. In this magical year of our love, 3, to celebrate thy namesake and thee, may we have third encounters of the close kind. with Love, Barbara. How sweet it is. 22 minutes before 10 o'clock in the morning. This one is for a man named Piet, says, I'd like to get to know you better, from Jeannie. And with love to Glenn, from his most ardent secret admirer, and for Drea and David, the Marshall Tucker Band.
I know that sometimes you think I don't love you, and I can't act like we just met all the time, and I can't say you're the only love I'll ever find. And in my own way, I love you. In my own way, I need you. In my own way, I got.
Marshall Tucker Band. In my own way, I love you. In my own way, I need you, and I've got to have your love. Valentine's Day dedications and requests continuing on WNEW-FM in New York, and this next record is to Jeannie with Love and Kisses from Michael, and to Rick with Love from Marianne, to Linda with Love from Brian, and to my wife and best friend Linda with Love from Scott.
My love must be a kind of blind love. I can't see anyone but you. Are the stars out tonight? I don't know if it's cloudy or bright, but they all disappear from view.
Only Have Eyes for You. Not the Art Garfunkel version, and not the original version either, because the song goes way back to the 30s, but the recording that the Flamingos made in 1959 of I Only Have Eyes for You. Time is 11 minutes before 10 in the morning. There's Robin. I was just trying to see if the chocolates had any effect on her. No, she looks about the same. But of course, it's not all digested and turned into calories yet. She also can't hear what I'm saying. If you're old enough to vote, then you're old enough to consider a career as a casino dealer. Time for our closing set on this special Valentine's program. Again, I'm sorry that we were unable to get to even a fraction of the requested Valentine songs that came in. And if we didn't get to yours, it was only a matter of time being the culprit. And if we didn't play the song precisely when you wanted it played, I am sorry about that too, but we did our best. And we hope you enjoyed our Valentine's show, our third annual dedication and request show. We will close this morning with this tune, which is dedicated to my husband, Charlie. I will always feel this way about you. Love with Linda, or from Linda. For Magda, from Frank. And a dedication to my darling, Les, from your little Dune, D-O-O-N, one of the most beautiful love songs ever.
First time ever I saw your face, I thought the sun rose in your eyes. And the endless skies, my love, to the dark and the endless skies, my love.
My funny Valentine, sweet comic Valentine, you make me smile with my heart. Your looks are laughable, unphotographable, yet you're my favorite work of art. But don't change a hair for me, not if you care for me. Stay, little Valentine, stay. Valentine's Day.
And with the most classic of all Valentine's Day records, Frank Sinatra's version of the beautiful Rodgers and Hart tune, My Funny Valentine, we conclude our third annual all-time rock and roll radio request and dedication program on Valentine's Day. Thank you very much. Thank you. After the 10 o'clock news, Pete Fornatel will be here. I will see you tomorrow morning between 6 and 10. I hope the day proves out to be a perfect one for you and for those that you love. Enjoy this Valentine's Day and stay tuned to WNEW-FM in New York City. It's 10 o'clock.